a man that I highly regard. His name is Ralph Mahoney. And he pulled me aside when I was really young. And he said, Herb, few men survive the anointing. You know, and at that moment, I thought, you know, I'm in my early 20s. I'm doing well as far as my character is concerned. But I didn't have a clue what he was saying. Because it took years for the Lord to develop in me through trials, through difficult times, less of me, more of him. And only he can do that in us if we'll continue to follow him in this way. It's so key that we allow him to work himself in us, which is the beauty of holiness and his character in us.
How many times have you heard about the anointing of God and wondered to yourself, what is that all about? Well, if you ever have, you're not alone. The anointing is a bit of a mystery, and sometimes it's hard to explain to the average believer, much less an unbeliever. Today on Sought Out Global Radio, we'll attempt to demystify the anointing of God and explain what it is, how you get it, and how to grow in your own anointing as you grow in your personal walk with God. Is it different than what we know to be callings and giftings? Where is there a higher power from God that we call anointing? We've got some answers, so stay tuned, because that's coming up next as we discuss the anointing of God on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you to another edition of Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, along with my co-hosts, Herb and Bethany Marks, who are both here with me. Hello.
Hello.
And joining us from a tin can in Roseburg, Oregon, via FaceTime on the laptop, is Krista Pitcairn. Hi, Krista.
Hello, hello.
So it's really good to be back with you, and we welcome you, the listener, to be back to Sought Out Global Radio. Is I hope that we are showing you in our previous broadcasts and this one as well, that our intention here is to bring the Spirit of God to radio. And that this is Spirit-led radio. And we talk about spiritual growth and some of the things that maybe we've heard about but really don't know what they are, which brings us to the topic du jour today, which is anointing. And Herb, let me start with you. Exactly what is the anointing? And I can throw this out to any of you. It doesn't, if Herb's having a heart attack here, we can certainly.
Don't have a heart attack, Herb.
Yeah, okay. We can ask anybody here if he doesn't want to go first. But
it's a tough one to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard. It's a little elusive to explain.
It truly
in a short
is.
Way, yes.
It truly is. If there is one thing I think a lot of us have probably wondered is, what is the anointing? How do you explain it? Anybody got a good answer?
Well, it comes, I'll take you up on this challenge, Mark. So,
all right,
here we go. Part of it is just when we look throughout Scripture, you can see where it talks about oil and the anointing. It is a transitioning and a putting on, as it were, a leader for authority from a government official to another. Such as putting on priests or a king, often they would take the oil and pour it over and come down their face, down upon the beard, and the beard had symbolic meanings also of one that's been tried and true, who has authority, but has come up through, as it were. And when we talk about anointing coming down from heaven, we know that the advocate for us is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we now are inherited into his kingdom, where he's developing in us points of character, points of obedience. And you can't be under his authority you can't have authority without being under his authority. And then he begins to pour his anointing, as it were. As we're faithful in the small things, he causes us to be faithful in the larger things. And that is part of what he gives us, is the ability to be faithful in bigger things that are kingdom related. And that's part of what I think the anointing means.
Hmm. Krista, any different thoughts on exactly what the anointing is?
I think of course what Herb said is right on and really well said. I think just bottom line for me, it's just carrying the Spirit of God and moving in the presence of God. And so the anointing is him. He is the anointing. And so I'm probably echoing a bit what Herb just said, but
no, it's good.
I feel like so many times we connect the anointing with someone's ministry, but really the anointing is just what we carry in our walk with God.
Mm. So you mentioned something about authority.
Yes.
And that anointing comes with authority. So that begs the question, callings, gifting, and anointing? How are they different? Do I need the anointing for my calling?
Well, I think you do in this way, Mark. I mean, we're using the word anointing because it's biblical. Let's reduce it down so we can understand it in today's terms. God gives us power to do the things he's asked us to do. Therefore, as his people, we need to be asking what it is. Are we doing the things that he's asked us to do, or are we doing good ideas? Because if we look around, as far as the body of Christ is concerned, there are all kinds of needs to be championed. But don't go to the needs. Go to the Lord who directs us. That's to right. The need, because at the point of then engaging or addressing where he's led us, he gives us the power to do that, and that's his anointing.
I can give two word pictures here. One is you get that whiff of apple pie, and all of a sudden your senses are alert, and you're like, where is the pie? And you're following the trail. And I think sometimes if we're praying, say, for someone, and we're like, Holy Spirit, what are you doing here? How, you know, you're wanting to follow his spirit, right? So it's kind of like that. You get a catch, oh my goodness, there's something, and you follow it. And you can have anointing to pray over someone. In the same way, you can, using prayer again, you know when you're praying and all of a sudden you step into something. Maybe you are pushing through and you're more of a battling, warring, praying situation. When you step into that anointing, everybody can sense it. So when you're in a group of, say, intercessors, and all of a sudden somebody has the ball, and you just feel that they've got that unction, that anointing, we'd call it, to pray and push through.
Well, and there are levels of the anointing, aren't there? I mean, there's definitely got to be levels. I've been around people who carry a great level of anointing. Mm. And there's also been times when you can be in the back row and you're not feeling the presence of mm-hmm. God. And then you go, yes. for some reason, everything forward from the fourth row forward is there's a heavy presence of God. In those types of situations, God doesn't necessarily explain to us what's going on in those situations, but they're apparent, aren't they? Wouldn't you agree there is sometimes a difference? There's almost like pockets of warm air in places.
Well, we've seen it in
closer
meetings.
At the altar.
Yeah, where there's a like center left, God's really doing something miraculous, and mm-hmm. we call it a pool, right? Like, yeah. Move over to the left because God's moving here. Well, you know, that can be angelic, mm-hmm. But there's. I agree with you.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, I think it's connected well to what we're talking about right now. And that is, I didn't say this, I wish I would have thought of it, but I can't take credit. A friend of mine was talking to me recently, and I just thought this was really powerful. And they said that the anointing carries its own reality. And they were reminding me of church history. And they reminded me of like A.A. Allen, who struggled with alcoholism.
Yes. Yeah.
But as soon as he got up and preached, he was completely sober. As soon as he was done preaching, he was drunk again. That's, I mean, that will rock your paradigm.
Yes.
Then, you know, Billy Graham has been open about he struggled with Parkinson's, but when he would preach, he would be like perfectly still, you know, he'd be like in perfect mm-hmm. health. You would never, ever, ever know. And so you see people step from what they're dealing with in the natural, physically,
good word, yeah.
what they're dealing with emotionally, they step into the anointing and they step into a different reality. And so when you really begin to understand that the anointing carries kingdom, we step into kingdom, and you do see kind of, Mark, what you're saying, the gap, so to speak, between our reality and the anointing. We don't have the full understanding because we're in a different realm. But there really is a different reality that we step into.
And we're so used to living in the physical. Honestly, we're body, soul, and spirit. And we need to tune in to the spirit to be able to follow the anointing, because it is spirit led.
That's good, honey. Mm-hmm. And there's been times where Catherine Coleman, years, I mean, she's since passed, but powerful meetings.
Yes.
I mean, profoundly
yes.
powerful.
Yes.
And where one person after the service caught her just coming off the platform, and he asked her a question, and she was so caught in the moment of the movement of the kingdom that she had to transition
back to
just to answer a
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that the word anointing is not spooky. Krista did a good job of saying, you know, it's another reality. But the reality is that we belong to the kingdom, and the kingdom is
longing
to more and more make itself known in our lives. Because honestly, that's more real, Scripture says, than this current, you know, surrounding
reality.
which we live in. Yeah, the two realities are not the same. And oftentimes, I think we suffer from not really knowing our inheritance, because we're so taken up by the pressures of the now.
It's a different dimension for sure. I know that Smith Wigglesworth actually had such a power and ability to lay hands and see people healed that he literally could raise people to the dead.
Well,
so when his wife died, he prayed and he was able to resurrect her with his prayer, but God told him to let her go.
That's
and in
right.
that place, remember that it really is the authority of God who does that.
Yes.
If he were to lift the anointing of that particular instance that you're talking about, he could not have succeeded in causing her to come back. And that man got anointed in a certain way. And you will read that there are documentations medically of people raised from the dead. This isn't just a whim. These are recorded in the annals of time in the medical profession. And I don't mean just a few. I mean, there were many people that were raised from the dead through the certain kind of an anointing that God trusted a man with on the earth.
So let me ask you guys about the... So there's a generalization here coming, and so I'm going to prepare you all for that. And that is that... is nothing like a loaded question, right? So the generalization is that, obviously, God can do anything, right? He can choose. But would you agree that there is a... that there's a tie between spiritual maturity and levels of anointing that people have?
Well, my son is 14. Great. I mean, this boy is my world. I mean, I just love him, you know. And recently he's asking, Dad, can we go to the parking lot? I know what he's asking. He wants me to take him in my little truck. And I mean, it's a sorry thing, you know. It's got almost 30,000 miles on, and he loves it. Well, I'll hand him the keys in that parking lot because I've got parameters that keep the kid safe, you know. And he knows what to do and what not to do. But it's within those restrictions. Here it is. If I were to say go out into the street, we'd get killed, you know. I mean, sorry, son, I didn't mean it, you know. But the fact is that reality is this. He is not at the place where he can handle that kind of power yet. But in a confined area, yes. And I'm training him how. And he's rising quickly. He's really good.
So there is a tie. So and that's really good to hear. And so I think we're going to try to exercise some of that in the next segment that's coming up. So as we take a break here on Sought Out Global Radio, we come back with Krista Pitcairn, Herb and Bethany Marks. I'm your host, Mark Grote. Coming up next, we're going to move in some of that anointing as we pray for the body of Christ. And you should be listening because we may have a prophetic word for you. That's next on Sought Out Global Radio.
Isaiah 62:12 says, "And they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought out." Millions of people all over the world are drawn into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ every day, but many of us have not had the spiritual mentoring needed to grow in the gifts of the Spirit. That's where Sought Out Global Ministries comes in. Sought Out Global Ministries was founded to attract the presence of God and to assist Christians with a deeper understanding of the gifts of the Spirit. Our goal is not to be a church. Our goal is to be a place where people from every walk of life can come and have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, to link arms for the coming revival in the kingdom of God. So if you're restless and hungry for more and would like to join us for one of our home encounters or larger gatherings, please go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com today. That's soughtoutglobal.com, calling you to greatness.
Welcome back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, along here with Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn. Today's topic, we've been talking about the anointing, and right before the break, we were talking a little bit about maturity in gifting, and we talked earlier about the gifting and calling and the anointing and how they are different. You know, the Word of God says that the gifting and calling is irrevocable from God, but I'm not sure about the anointing. And because that ties into character. So tell me the importance, Herb, of character and anointing when it comes to gifting, calling together.
Oh, they're so important. Because Jesus develops his character in us to have the mind of Christ and becoming more like him. But you know what? We can't do that on our own. It has to be something he does. And he also wants to be sure that we go the distance under the anointing. A man that I highly regard, his name is Ralph Mahoney. Very, very well known in third world countries. Not so well known here because his life efforts been overseas. And he pulled me aside when I was really young. He saw the way I was moving under the anointing, as we were describing. And he pulled me aside and he said, Herb, few men, and he doesn't mean it in a gender way, leaving out women. He said, few men survive the anointing. You know, and at that moment, I thought, you know, I'm in my early 20s. I'm doing well as far as my character is concerned. But I didn't have a clue what he was saying because it took years for the Lord to develop in me through trials, through difficult times. Less of me, more of him. And only he can do that in us if we'll continue to follow him in this way. It's so key that we allow him to work himself in us, which is the beauty of holiness and his character in us. And I'm still, I mean, even to today, you know, still, as it were, being taken into deeper places where only his character can be worked in me. Not by my works, lest any man should boast, but by his works.
Yes.
Krista, what would you add to that in terms of just the character issue associated with the gifting and operating in the anointing?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's this interesting thing I've seen, and I've been director of a couple schools of ministry. I've been in full-time ministry for, 11, 12 years now. And one thing I've seen is, you know, I think Herb said it earlier, there's no shortcut to intimacy with God. Like, there is definitely the distance that you go in your walk with God. But there's also that calling and the gift that the Lord has put in each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. And that's tapped into right away when you're walking in the fullness. And often before we're even walking with Jesus, we're tapping into some of it. It might be the unredeemed version, but we're wired and created specifically the way God's wanted us to. And when we step into a relationship with him, the redemption side of it kicks in, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And we spend, in a sense, our lives working out our salvation, working out our giftings, working out our callings. And it does ebb and flow in the maturity level. And that character is essential because character is what sustains the anointing. We know that. However, there is the calling and the gifts in which people tap into. And if the character isn't there, I've seen so many times young people, I love that I'm using young people, I'm only 38, but you know, them young people, they tap into this entitlement. If it's not surrendered, if it's not humble, it easily can become entitled. And so that's something in the sense of, I see incredible gift mix, I see incredible anointing, and it doesn't matter how long if you've walked with Jesus one day or, 50 years. The point is, you carry kingdom, it's how you walk it, and you are connected to Jesus in the walking of that to become more like him. That's the goal.
So one follow-up for you on that, Krista, is we're coming into the millennial generation here.
Yep.
And Herb talked about his son. I've got sons that are also in this same generation. And I see in 20-somethings and younger more entitlement mindsets and attitudes.
Absolutely.
Isn't this a danger? When we talk about operating and anointing and you're saying, look, I'm kind of entitled to certain things.
You bet.
You don't have to work for it. Character is working for it.
Come on.
Well, character to me is pursuing Jesus, and it's the transformation that happens by him encountering you and you saying yes to that encounter.
Right.
Have I hit entitlement? Oh my word. So there's this really tricky line when you're raising up the next generation. You're empowering them. You're helping them recognize the fullness of who they are. They get a revelation of it. It's amazing. But then there's this, hold on, there's a humility. I mean, Jesus lived with humility, and he did life with humility. And so there's this clash. And so the wrestle is, how do we have an empowered generation yet as humble and quick to be a servant? Because Jesus came to serve. The best leaders come to serve. And
Jesus
was
serving God's will and what he wanted.
Right.
And that was his humility.
And talk
that's
about
right.
somebody who had the right to have entitlement.
He was the Son of God. If anybody could have had entitlement, it was him. But he just lived to do what the Father wanted him to do.
And he laid it down at the cross. Now,
so we want people to be empowered.
Yes.
But we want people to be humbled because they recognize they're not the source, but the King of Kings is.
Absolutely.
Amen to that. Yeah. Humility. That's all right.
So now I want to put the anointing on you. All right, we have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I want to give you an opportunity to function in your own anointing as we look to try to hear the voice of God for listeners right now in their situation. So with that, I want to open up the floor to each one of you as the Lord leads for anybody that might be listening right now and have a word to share with
listeners. You go.
And Chris is ready to go.
So. I'm like waving my hand because I'm like, I want to go. It's coming out of me.
You go, girl.
You go.
You're 28 years old. Your name is Josh. You're driving down the freeway. Listening to this. And you just got, I feel like, a hit with a wave of Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You have known God, but there has been areas of compromise in your life as you've been listening to this radio station. I even feel like as you're hearing this right now, you're beginning to weep. You have light brown hair. And the Lord, I feel like, is just literally having a come to Jesus moment, full surrender moment for you right now. And I feel like the areas that have been out of alignment in your life are coming back in. There is a recommitment that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I just feel like your life is never going to be the same. Like what you thought was just kind of flipping through radio stations, you're actually having a divine encounter, and God has been pursuing you, Josh. And I want you to know that your time is now. And the Lord says, I have been calling you, I have been pursuing you, and the time is now for you to shift into whom I've called you to be. And I'm just excited because I even feel like you're having to pull over right now because you're so overcome by the presence of God. Yeah. And you know what else is awesome? You're going to share this with some friends because there's an evangelist call on you, and there's a ripple effect. And the decision you make right now, your life and those lives you're connected to are never going to be the same.
Here's what I got. Also, a woman, but you're in your early to mid-40s. And this is what I, because I'm a seer a lot of that time. The Lord's wired me this way. So I have seen this person. And you are also in the car. You're driving. You're hearing this. And this is what's going on with you. You have right now a infirmity in your body, and it has to do with some female issues. And that's all the far I'm going to go with that on the air. The fact is that you're beginning to experience a type of anointing, and that you're beginning to experience a touch of God, but it's a warming sensation of heat that is beginning to come on you, and you're driving, and you too may want to pull off the road only because this is catching you totally by surprise. And there's a healing that's coming to you that you've been in to see your doctor. This is really going to be precise, but I feel like it was the 26th of last month that you saw your physician, and there is concerns. So here we go. Check with him again, because I believe there may be a healing, and then you need to contact us with the contact information Mark's going to give you.
Thank you, Herb. Once again, that website for information on Sought Out Global Ministries or for our schedule on future home encounters, please go to soughtoutglobal.com. That's SOUGHTOUT global.com. Sought Out Global Radio is also active on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the name Sought Out Global. Now, if you have prayer requests or would like to write us with your comments, questions, or wish to support Sought Out Global with your prayers or financial support, our address is Sought Out Global Ministries, P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. You can also email us at radio@soughtoutglobal.com. Don't forget to mark your calendars for The Rising. This is Sought Out Global's quarterly corporate event happening in the area. The Rising will be held Saturday, August 16th at 6 p.m. at the Cedar Park Assembly Campus and is open to people young and old. The Rising is an amazing event featuring anointed worship, teaching, and prophetic ministry. If you haven't been to a Rising event, you won't want to miss this one. Doors open at 5:30, and the event starts at 6 p.m. and will be held at 16300 112th Avenue Northeast in Bothell. Again, that's the Cedar Park Assembly Campus in the North Kirkland, South Bothell area. For more information on the Rising event, please check out our website at soughtoutglobal.com. Be sure to join us next week as we continue the discussion on the anointing of God, what it is, how it works, and how to recognize it in your own life. That's Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. here on AM 630 KCIS. On behalf of Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn, I'm Mark Rode. Until next time, thanks for joining us here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.